I don't remember menopause ever being a conversation in the house. Whether or not my mum was talking to her mum or that kind of stuff.
People just didn't talk about it.
I'd never been exposed to those conversations.
So if you could kind of sum up what your experience of menopause has been.
You don't come out of it, you keep going through it. The bit that I understand about a woman in perimenopause or menopause is...
When Lisa was experiencing it, that was the beginning of when people started talking about it.
Whichever... Man, woman, you're going to have to deal with this however you choose to. You're either going to go through it or your partner is going through it. If you break it down, it's like, don't be so selfish. Give it time. You're going to have the conversations at a time where one person in that relationship is having a hell of a time sort of trying to understand what is happening to them. Some conversations are difficult to have, but they're the ones that unite you more. Part of the failure here is that men don't have the resources to understand what's going on, and that's equally a problem there. Think how good those men will be when they have learned what you're going through. You're doing them a favour.
So your lovely fiancé, Lisa Snowden, was with me last week talking about her experiences of perimenopause and menopause. Tell me how you and Lisa got together.
I was 23 and she was 30. And hit it off. And then our sort of lives went in different directions. And then through a mutual friend, we reconnected 10, 11 years ago now. And it was just like, we'd never been apart. It was great.
How quickly did you both realise that you...
Well, I booked a restaurant and she walked down one end of the street as I was walking the other way. And I reckon at that moment, before we necessarily said anything, it was like, oh, we've actually virtually been with each other every day since that.
The recurring theme throughout the chat was your unwavering... support.
Really lucky that I've got that support from him and I had that support. Can you just tell me a little bit about your menopause experience and what happened and when it happened?
It started 11 years ago, so when I was 42, roughly. I remember just literally somebody feels like they've lit your feet on fire and you're just like burning. I just didn't want to leave the house some days. And I couldn't understand what was going on. Every now and then the anxiety would rear its head again and it would just be like all of these sort of shape-shifting symptoms. Went to a private doctor, what's causing these horrible signs and symptoms and, you know, the anxiety, the depression, the weight gain, the cycles, the brain fog. And he said, yep, it's as I thought, you're perimenopausal. You're just going to have to come to the realisation that you're getting old and you're definitely not going to be able to have kids. And I was just sitting there looking at him and I was just remember digging my hands into my nails into my hands, just thinking, don't cry. Do not cry in front of this horrible man with the most horrible way he delivered that news to me. You know, I didn't know what was going on. When he told me, I was like, I felt like I'd been kicked in the stomach. George was really instrumental in that. Never made it about himself, was just so understanding, just wanted to just be there for me. Didn't try and fix it either.
I was wondering whether you had any kind of distinct memories of that time.
It's a challenging change. And I guess I sort of did a little bit of trying to understand and a little bit of reading around what was going on.
How long did it take you to know what was going on? Because it must have been a bit frightening, just kind of coming out of nowhere.
There were sort of moments that kind of happened along the way, but and the intensity of those moments can be sort of greater. But it was pretty obvious that it wasn't Lisa being Lisa. I just wanted to make sure that she felt safe rather than, you know, the last thing you want is like freaking out. If I started freaking out, that's not going to help any situation, is it?
But it took a long time for her to be safe.
I'd say it was a challenging experience and a pretty confusing experience.
You hear stories about people that found it very, very challenging. And you see relationships break down over it because women change and they get angry and tearful and not themselves. Do you feel like, would you say that Lisa has changed?
For the better. I think it's an amazing amount of, like every day, I wouldn't think change is, we evolve, we develop.
If you could kind of sum up kind of what menopause has meant for what your experience of menopause has been.
Still is.
And still is.
If you don't come out of it, Naomi, you go through it. You keep going through it.
You go into it.
That was it. You go into it. You go into it. Not through it.
So George's experience of menopause, going into menopause.
Well, I think it's brilliant. I think it's been an amazing sort of, you know, I'd say in my relationship, I'm closer. It's closer and better. I enjoyed it. I enjoy it. It's a lesson, isn't it? It should be celebrated. It's not a bad thing.
So you mentioned before about you and Lisa not having children.
How did that feel when he told you not only were you perimenopausal, but also that it would, the likelihood of you getting pregnant was very low?
Well, I was, obviously George and I just got together, so I felt a huge responsibility to talk to him about it and just sort of say, look, this is the situation. If you want to have kids, if we want to have kids, we're going to need to get some serious fertility intervention. George was, he's very sort of logical. And I said, what do you think? And he said, honestly, like if it's just you and me for the rest of our lives together, no kids, that will make me the happiest man in the world. So as soon as he said that, I just took all the pressure off my shoulders and I just thought, let's try and reframe it. You know, maybe it just wasn't meant for me in this life having kids.
The more important things are, you know, are we good and healthy? Because obviously there are some changes that are part of that that are like physical changes, and just making sure that, you know, life choices that match that are keeping you fit and healthy and active.
Yeah.
In whatever way you can.
So you said when you recognised some symptoms in Lisa that you went off and did your own research.
Mm.
What was that like?
If I look back to my mum, I don't remember menopause ever being a conversation in the house.
Yeah.
And then both of my grandmothers, they're kind of like the same thing. And whether or not my mum was talking to her mum or that kind of stuff. So that kind of side of it, I'd never sort of been exposed to those conversations. So I guess you're talking to each other and, you know, your partner is hopefully saying, I'm starting to feel a little bit different, and you start to talk about that stuff. And, you know, that's what relationship is, isn't it? I mean, that's the whole point of having a relationship. Mm-hmm. So with Lisa and I, you know, we talk about everything all the time, about how you feel, what's going on. So there is to this day, and hopefully for whoever is the first one out of the world, we talk to each other all the time. So we communicate, and that communication then sort of, she was probably started to think more about this, clearly, because she's the one going through it. And I know she started talking to you pretty, I think there'd been a few years of kind of like bad medical advice. But then when she started to talk to you, it all sort of just sort of like clicked into place.
Did you do any kind of Googling or?
Yeah, of course I did. But
did it shed light or was it just kind of what you already knew?
Well, there was no, so hang on. So what we're talking about here, this is probably 7 years ago that you, how long have you and Lisa been, mate? 7-8 years, something like that?
It was the beginning of lockdown.
Okay.
5 years.
There's no resources for men.
No.
I mean, there's no kind of like, this is the, no. I mean, like, I don't really need to use a book, but if you are sort of struggling as a man, there is nothing that is kind of like, if you think about something like mental health or cancer, heart attack, stroke, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There are, you know, just the most enormous amount of resources and literature and mnemonics of like, you know, here's the top five things to look for.
Mm.
And then as a man, you know, when your partner enters perimenopause and that begins that process, good luck. I mean, you know, it's entirely failed as a way to kind of like help destigmatize it, you know, share experience, and for people that, you know, are maybe less or more negative, you know, negative is killed off with information, right? You when you understand something, you have a clearer awareness of kind of like what's going on. And there's very few resources out there.
Yeah, I'm not sure there are any really even now. Certainly not very much.
You know, one way or another, whichever man, woman, you are going to be, you're going to have to deal with this in what, however you choose to. You're either going to go through it, or your partner is going through it, or your friends or whatever. And there's nothing, there's no kind of like explanation. Mm. I get why people, yeah, I'm lucky. I'm sort of a bit weird in the sense that I'm just naturally the way that I am. But if, you know, there's nothing. You're sort of on Wikipedia trying to like piece hot, you know, 75 symptoms or however many there are. There's a lot, isn't there?
There's a lot. 75 is a good guess. When Lisa was experiencing it, like it was, that was the beginning of when people started talking about it.
Yeah, totally. It's amazing, which kind of, you know, credit to, you know, the recent movement of people of who have got an audience and have been open about it. They've walked straight into a world where this was desperately needed for. And somebody probably needs to do the male side of it as well.
Yeah.
Where it's equally desperately needed.
Have you ever come across men who haven't understood when it's been explained to them? Any friends or colleagues?
Yeah, definitely. But I think that that's also is it that they haven't understood because they don't understand, like they can't get their head around what's going on, or they don't want to understand?
Mm.
And I think I know people that have done both. I know somebody who's used it as an excuse that was, you know, the perfect excuse for actually let's not get on the head.
Do you think it would have made a difference to you if you...
It wouldn't have made any difference from my point of view. Yeah. I think clearly there are... I mean, look, clearly it's needed.
Mm.
There are people who are just sort of like swimming around going, and you can understand why those things, if you look at the sort of situation that people are in, where, you know, they, you know, life, and the other thing is life is hard. This is like suddenly at a point in people's lives where if you've got family, if you have children as well, and, you know, the collision of the two things kind of happening. Somebody was saying, I was talking to somebody about it the other day, and his wife is having a really tough, the last year has been super hard. His daughter is, one daughter has just started dating, like a serious love interest, which has then not gone very well. And the other daughter has just started periods. And he's like, but that's a reality for so many people.
So, George, one of the reasons why I wanted to make a podcast was to be able to share stories and questions with the listeners in order to help.
Yeah.
So I wonder whether you would be able to help me with a couple maybe of questions.
Maybe. You are the doctor.
Yes, but you're very wise.
Okay, let's have a go then. Teamwork.
It makes the dream work.
Makes the dream work.
Rachel says, my wife is menopausal and says that is the reason she is tired and irritable and forgetful. But I don't know where this leaves me. Do I need to accept this is who she is now when she seems so different to the woman I fell in love with?
Hmm. Well, what do you think?
I think that the perimenopause is a turbulent and tricky time, and that it is unusual for it to last indefinitely. Yeah. And that people, if they get the right support and care and sometimes treatment, they often just go back to being themselves, and they just need to have somebody around them who loves and supports.
I think
them.
They're very wise words. Offer some sort of understanding and support. The person that you met hopefully has turned into a better version of themselves anyway. So progress is kind of a more important thing, where you're growing together, not a snapshot that you then sort of cryogenically freeze and you never change.
I've got another one.
Yeah.
This one is from Tony, who says, my wife of 18 years has been acting out of character. She used to be easygoing, but she's got very emotional, angry and judgmental. It feels like I can't do anything right. My sister suggested perimenopause, but when I mentioned this to my wife, she got angry and said she's too young and told me I was being a typical man trying to problem solve. How can I bring this subject up again in a productive way, or should I even bother?
Well, I think this is, Tony's obviously, you know, thinking, doing his research, let's say, but I think this is part of the problem where there's this sort of failure in resources available to men. And part of that has got to be how you broach, how you have those conversations, because you're going to have the conversations at a time where there's perhaps a little bit more volatility in the relationship. And one person in that relationship is having a hell of a time sort of trying to understand what is happening to them. And part, you know, like any sort of change, there is denial, frustration, acceptance, depression, you know, all the, whatever the, that curve is called. And I don't, you have to have the conversation. Some conversations are difficult to have, but they're the ones that are, that unite you more and are more valuable to your relationship if you sort of deal with it.
I think that is good. That is really good advice. Like, some conversations are difficult and they can be easy. It can be easier to skirt around them and avoid them. But actually, it's just the elephant in the room, isn't it? But if you...
It would be a worse relationship if you don't talk about it, because all you're going to do is just sort of like drift apart. And, you know, the whole point, communication isn't easy. That's like the part of the pleasure.
One more. I'm a lawyer and I think I am absolutely failing at work. I forget things all the time and I make stupid errors. My HR team and senior partner are all men. How on earth do I ask them to accommodate this?
I mean, I genuinely feel for you. That just sounds horrific. I think, again, it's part of the failure here is that men don't have the resources to understand what's going on. And that's equally a problem there. You have to have the conversation. It's back to the communication point. You have to sort of say, look, this isn't dismissible as a, my symptoms are not just sort of something that are gonna, you can ignore. We are in a relationship, a working relationship, and I need to talk to you about what I'm dealing with and how that's affecting what I need to deliver for the organisation that we're all part of. Difficult conversation, but, you know, a lawyer should be able to put that together in a reasonably, sensibly structured way that would help her male counterparts start to understand it. That's a tricky one, because the work thing is hard, but you have to, you're going to have to talk to them. I mean, it's like, you definitely shouldn't be forced to leave. You definitely shouldn't be forced to change career. You obviously love what you do. That's why you're still there. And you're probably brilliant at what you do. So you are going to be the first person, but think about, you know, think how good those men will be when they have learned what you're going through. You're doing them a favour. Look at it that way.
Thank you so much for...
Pleasure.
Travelling all across London today and joining me.
It's very quick.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Always good to see you.
You too.